My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss the fandom reveal, which of the 34 versions of the life of a showgirl we got, who made the cut on Kanye's betrayal list, how the Kardashians are celebrating Bush Autumn, and Jane Goodall's dying wish for Trump. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hello. Hello.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. What about a... What's that song?
No, it's not. I thought you were about to say it's been. You see, it's
I know.
Been.
What about it's been. What about a power hour that changes on it's been from bare naked ladies to that Christmas song?
Oh,
it's been getting.
No, it's for me. That's a no.
It's been getting to look a lot.
I don't think so on that one. Back okay, to the drawing board.
We'll go back. When's the last time you even had a drawing board?
You know what? That is such a good pregunta. I feel like I'm lacking drawing boards. I don't think I have any drawing boards. Like, what are we talking about? Like a whiteboard? Whiteboards piss me off.
Are you kidding?
You really got
kids these.
You really got to
no.
wipe it.
No.
When a teacher has a whiteboard that's not properly cleaned, it's like, back to the drawing board. It's a little, that's 101.
I will say kids these days nowadays have it easy with a whiteboard in their classroom. You know what it was like to listen to chalk scritching, scratching?
I actually don't. I didn't.
Did your high school have whiteboards?
Yes, we had whiteboards. Chalk? That's crazy. Chalk is crazy. It's giving both hills uphill both ways.
Bitch, people would have to clap the chalkboard erasers.
Not
make
clap.
It clap.
Oh, and I did. Did you have a pencil sharpener attached to the wall?
You know it.
Did you crank that?
We had a crank.
Did you crank that?
Yes. How do you think my biceps are so bulging?
Well, only one of them.
From all that cranky. Were pencil sharpeners that were attached to the wall non-inclusive for lefties?
Probably. I don't know. I don't know.
Do you have any lefties in your life?
Not that I know of. I know Tom Cruise is a lefty, I think.
Really?
Though he's not in my life. Well, I saw a video of him talking about how he does some things with his right hand, and then he gave a look to the interviewer.
Excuse you. Do you know who Google says is a famous lefty?
I don't know. What does AI say?
Lady Gaga.
Okay, what do you want me to do about it?
Oprah Winfrey, Barack Obama, Julia Roberts.
Oh, my.
Keanu Reeves.
Sound it out.
Keanu Reeves.
Okay.
Nicole Kidman. Newly divorced Nicole Kidman.
Well, let's just say, were they all vaccinated?
I'm confused. This is saying a lot of presidents have been left-handed. Bill Clinton, H.W. Bush, Gerald Ford, Barack Obama.
You know what? Speaking of Bush, have I got a hot topic for you.
So you don't care at all about Lady Gaga being left-handed. Okay, great.
No, I really do not. Speaking of Bush, is it Bush fall?
What's Bush fall?
When you let it grow, full mane.
I thought it was Locktober.
Well, Locktober does fall in Bush fall. Bush autumn. Bush autumn. Bush autumn.
I thought it went... Anal August.
Anal August? Anal August.
You don't know what...
Anal August.
What's September all about? It's anal August, Locktober.
Septic-tember.
And you what?
You know what's up.
Keep it all. You keep it septic?
Yeah. Well, if you keep it septic, you don't gotta get it septic.
I know that's right.
Well, what about septum, septic, septs, Septic. Tick being Lyme disease. Septic. Lyme disease and septic tank. For September.
No, I'm just really confused because
the look anal, you're giving me isn't really, it's like it's not clicking. What's not clicking? Lyme disease, mama.
Because it's giving anal August, it's giving October, it's giving no nut November. Oh, you forgot Simptember.
Subtember.
September into October?
Well,
into no nut November?
It's like, give them a break.
I got a busy fall, mama.
Well, it's and bush autumn. Are you celebrating
bush autumn? Yeah, it's about keeping warm.
Yes, well, a full snuggled up situation, if you will, a forest to peek through. Well, you know who's celebrating bush autumn?
Tell me, is that why you brought this up?
Yes, Kim Kardashian, and I know you hate to hear it, but Skims is apparently putting out a line of new underwear inspired by, quote, the ultimate bush.
Is there extra room for your bush or what?
I'm looking at them right now. It's kind of like they've glued some bush-like fabric, textile.
What?
To the outside of the front of a thong.
You're right. Here we are. TMZ unveils.
They've got super blonde, a little bit dirty blonde. They've got black, and they've got...
This can't be real.
A red that's kind of giving... not a natural red, like a Chapel Roan type of dye.
She's literally selling merkins.
Yes, a merkin. Yes, 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 yes. Well, the kids...
This is giving... Went to IKEA, picked up some rugs, trimmed them.
Didn't even trim the rugs. They just yanked some of the stuff off the rug and then hot glued. Yeah, I don't want to be able to see the thong underneath. I have some critiques. Are they taking notes? Are they taking edits on the ultimate bush? I don't know if I'm going to need one. I guess it would be, it could be fun, but it's a little, I find it a little sad to have spent all this time telling people like, oh, your body hair is the most disgusting thing about you, and here's why you need to spend all this money all your life to get rid of it and change it. And then it's a little bit of a mockery to release this to be like, JK, actually, JK, just but act like you don't have it, but have it just for like a wink and a nod. Oh, no. Let them breathe.
Well, there's 8 comments on the TMZ article, and let me tell you.
Tell me. How do the people feel?
Creme de la creme, as far as a comment section goes.
Okay.
A lot of people trying to make trash puns with her last name.
Kartrashian.
Yes.
Easy.
Yes, but you're doing a better job than they are.
Well, what did they say?
This Kartrashian could box up a turd and it would sell.
You know what? She ate that. Because it's true.
Kim Trash Car.
Oh, well, as one would say, back to the drawing board on that one.
Trash, just like her. Dang, a lot of people calling her trash.
The thing about the ultimate bush thong, could you wear it backwards and have like a hairy butt crack? Hairy butt crack? Hairy butt crack.
I think like Missy Elliott, you can flip it and reverse it.
Nice. Okay, good to know.
Were you saying this was real or not real?
It's on Pop Crave, not Poo Crave. So you do the math.
Could it be nominated for a Psychobabble Award?
It's giving scam of the year for me. How are you about to shame people to get rid of something and then trick them into, I guess it's not tricking, but advertise to them to buy something, the thing that they got rid of.
I thought Bush thongs were giving breakout star of the year, personally, but...
Oh, maybe, well...
maybe that's just me.
Depending on how the fabric might impact the skin in, down yonder, you could have a breakout.
True. I mean, I guess since you brought up Kim, we can bring up my second least favorite person to talk about on the pod.
Girl, who?
Her ex-husband.
You're going to have to narrow it down, mama.
I just wanted to know, I feel like this happened a couple of weeks ago, but we never discussed. Did you see Kanye West's betrayal list? And should we be making our own betrayal list?
Ooh, yes, I did. No, I did not commit it to memory, though I did. I do think I remember seeing he listed his daughter on it. Which, honestly, most dads listed. Would. Not!
You're listed.
No. This is like the Wikipedia article for Azalea Banks' Twitter feuds, the paragraph listing everyone that she's ever feuded with on Twitter. Also, not people calling her Israela Banks.
I didn't see that.
Well, she went to go perform in Israel.
But Kanye did list Jewish people on his betrayal list.
Okay, who else made the cut?
John Legend.
Okay.
Kim.
Okay.
Big Sean, Jay-Z.
Big Sean? Tyler, you can't just skip right over Big Sean. I love Big Sean's song with Ariana.
This says...
Big Sean's hot.
This says Big Sean, Jay-Z, Ty, Tyler.
Ty and Tyler. Not Tyla.
Which one is you? No.
Ty Pennington?
Dirk, Common, Cuddy, Pusha, Don C, Amber, the Kardashians, all of them.
Well.
Adidas, Balenciaga, my own kids, my own family.
Oof. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a list of enemies most middle-aged men would make. Everyone I've known, everyone I've wronged. It's it kind of tracks. Who's the most surprising to you, Ty or Tyla?
I thought John Legend kind of caught me off guard. were they friends?
I don't know. I actually don't know if they've ever been in the same room.
Who's Virgil?
Virgil, maybe a creative director of a fashion brand, or maybe a stylist, or something fashion related. Virgil.
If you were gonna make a list, would you alphabetize it or put it in order of biggest betrayal to least biggest betrayal?
Alphabetize. I don't want anyone thinking that they're more betraying to me.
Your betrayal list says, I am in pain. This is my betrayal list. And then in parentheses, in alphabetic order.
In
particular order.
Yes. I don't believe, when somebody says things are in no particular order, I don't believe you. If it's not in alphabetical, then I don't believe you. If it's random order, there's no way. No.
That's why I think they need to bring back the key box on Big Brother, because do you know how many people weren't smart enough to put it in no particular order?
Oh,
people
my
be
God.
People be outing their alliances one at a time with those key reveals.
You're right. You are absolutely correct. Yeah, I mean, it's a little... if I'm making a list of my enemies, you can't know your enemy number one. Oh, who would be your enemy number one?
Isn't this like, didn't Arya Stark also have a betrayal list? Did you watch that show?
No. I did, but I stopped. I didn't catch the list. Kanye's betrayal list. Well, okay. Did he tweet it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Cool.
he wrote it in blood and he sent it with a wax embossed stamping little thing. I miss those. I wish we had those talk about chalkboards, dry erase boards. I want a little wax stamp to seal my letters.
You could probably have that commissioned on Etsy.
I'm sure they still sell it.
Yes. You could have an artist making it like a little insignia for you.
A little K.
Well, a couple K's, not too many.
Not too many. You know who's on my betrayal list?
Oomst.
The ants in my apartment.
Oh, they must have left mine and made their way up to San Francisco because, bitch, I've been having issues with ants all my life, but they didn't make an appearance this year.
I found out where they're coming from, the window.
A likely place for ants to come from.
I thought, really, you're going to climb all the way up here and go through that little hole?
Are you going to spray them with Raid, or are you going to use a little trap so that they get it on their feet and take it to their grandma?
I got the little trap. You want to get the liquid ones. Yes. I've tried other traps. Nothing works quite like these ones where they can climb right in the sugar water.
Yes, 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 yes. And then they douse themselves in the poison and they're like, ooh, you know who's going to love this?
And Let's take it back to mother.
They take it back to mother and they give mother a little licking. They say, mama, ooh. Mama, take a lick, take a lick.
They say, mother, fetch the purple cream, mother.
And mother does. Well, maybe for an ant, do they see thermal or whatever? Heat?
I don't even know they have eyes.
The purple cream, it could be purple to them. You know?
I don't know. I do. Some of them go in and get a little dollop of the sugar water and they exit. There's a lot of them just dead floating in the sugar water. They went in too deep.
they couldn't help themselves.
They got a little piece of hog heaven and they said, splish, splash, any.
Well, if there's one way to go, wouldn't you?
It's giving Charlie in the Chocolate Factory. Did one of the kids drown in the chocolate?
I don't know. I think, yes.
It's chocolate.
Galuptus or something. Or
it's chocolate.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Uncommon Goods. The holidays sneak up fast, but it is not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful, with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often homemade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses. And because they're made in small batches, the best finds can often sell out fast. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, diehard football fans, foodies, mixologists, avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. Plus, when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of the handmade products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out for the holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. And they've donated more than $3 million to date. I loved looking through Uncommon Goods website because, oh my God, y'all know I love salt and pepper shakers. I'm a little collector. And just with a little search, I found so many cute little salt and pepper shakers. So like whatever it is your favorite person loves, you will find something that they will love. Trust me, just go look. So if you want to shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today, you can get 15% off your next gift if you go to uncommongoods.com/babble. Again, that is uncommongoods.com/babble for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We are all out of the ordinary. Thank you so much to Uncommon Goods for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Well, the rain, we had a lot of rain and it really brought the ants in. Also, bad news, I turned on the heater for the first time this season.
Uh-oh.
Summer is over.
Well, I turned on the heater. Autumn. Duh, hello. there's a reason you're turning it on him. And you know what? It rained for the first time yesterday, which means it's rain season in LA, so the rain must have made its way down.
Well, Bush Autumn, yes, the rain came. I had to turn on my heater, and guess what? My pilot light was out. I had to relight my pilot light in my furnace.
Careful.
One thing you need to know about me, I don't like putting a long, I do like those long lighters for lighting candles and stuff. I don't like putting those in grills. I don't like putting those on like the stove if you have to relight some shit. I always think something's going to blow up.
Well, you know about my stove, it all turned on all at once. Yeah, you got to be careful.
Exactly. So there I was. I called my landlord and was all, can you come turn this pilot light on? And I thought, this slumlord never calls me back. So I'm better off looking for a YouTube video. And sure enough.
Well, you just have to act like it's going to explode. You know what I got? I had a droopy power line a year or two ago, or I don't know, recently.
In your yard?
Yes. And they really were giving me the runaround. And so, you know what I told them? And it got them to my place the very next day to fix it. I said, I think I'm going to try to fix this myself. I think I'm going to try to move it myself. And they said, sir, please don't. I said, well, nobody will come get my power line, and my dog could jump and bite it. So I'm going to have to try to move it myself with my own hands.
Was it a power line or an internet cable?
We'll never know. They came and they moved it.
Yeah, there was one drooping across my street a couple years ago, and I called them and they said, is this a power line or is it a cable for someone's internet? I said, I don't have a degree in that. How could I possibly know?
Yeah.
Is it just send somebody? It's drooped across the whole street.
That actually did happen to me too. Because somebody came, I don't know if this was the solution or not.
Power lines be drooping.
And they were like, this is not a cable we're allowed to touch. And I was like, me neither. I don't know. Like, if you got the gloves, give it a yank.
I think you can just grab an oven mitt.
Not something I'm going to try. Not something I'm going to... I do not want to die. Now,
don't move it with a metal stick, but maybe like a wood stick would work.
Oh, my rain stick?
Do you have a rain stick? One of those ones with like the beads inside and you turn it upside down?
Yes, I found it at an estate sale and I got it for a steal.
Dang.
I was like, you know what?
Why aren't you taking that on walks with you with crouton?
crouton's still kind of afraid of it. It's not a normal thing for crouton yet. He runs to his crate. He says, But I got a peek behind the curtain. It's a little homemade. It's and I was like, at first I was like, what's with all these little metal nubs on the shaft? Somebody just drilled a whole bunch of nails through it so that the things inside the stick are hitting each nail on the way down. I'm like, oh well, okay. I didn't want to know. That's how the cookie got made. How the cookie crumbled.
Back to the drawing board.
No, when you find out how something was made, how the chicken got stuffed.
Don't want to see how they make the sausage.
How the sausage? Yes, yes. What about the sausage?
I've seen how the sausage is made.
How? How? Well, I know how you saw
okay.
it.
Okay.
He's a butcher's son. Well, that's a butcher's stuffed sausage.
Yes. So there's like a little grinder, and it's got like a little long spout, and then you get this like intestine lining, and you get it all wet. It's kept in like a wet, and then you slide it all on the long nozzle like you're putting.
Crank it?
Well, wait, baby, you got to put the casing on.
Oh.
You slide the casing on the tube like a condom.
Oh, why are we whispering?
Except it's really long. It's like wizard sleeve. Mm. And then you start cranking and the sausage comes flying out and you got to have a pan there to catch it and kind of snake it.
Okay.
And then it makes a, really long, imagine the longest sausage you can imagine. And then you pick it up and you twirl it every like 6 inches or so, 5 inches.
Speaking of snakes, did you see the little cat that brought its pet, its little baby stuffed animal snake with it to go eat food?
You want to try that again?
There's a cat, okay? And it was caught on film.
Okay.
And it was a
real cat?
A real cat.
Or cartoon?
A real cat, though these are the days that I have to now be asking, is this AI? But I don't think...
Wait.
What? Yeah.
I'm hearing potential Mother of the Year nominee.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. There is a cat, okay? There was a cat, and
yes.
I'll tweet it, okay? There's a video of a cat.
Can you text it to me now? Sure. I would like to see this if you got it readily available.
Okay, hold on. Let me find it in my likes, because Lord knows I liked it. It's a cat taking
its... What kind? Describe the cat. How big? How old? How young? What color?
Kitty. I don't know. I'm scrolling to find it. Let me just search cat snake. I'm afraid. Okay, I found it. Cat. Okay, here's the cat. I'm gonna text you the cat. The cat is incoming. The cat is incoming.
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready for this cat.
So describe what you see to the people.
Okay. 777,000 likes. Okay. It's a Siamese cat, for those wondering. And it's running up to its dish. I think the cat... Is the cat's name Potato? Who's Potato? So the cat runs to its dish. There's a little camera from behind the bowl angle. And the Siamese cat runs up and it's bringing a green stuffed toy snake. And it's dropping its head right in the bowl. And it's adjusting it like it's trying to put its mouth in the bowl to eat with it.
Mother of the year. You know, a lot of parents could learn a thing or two, you know.
About feeding their children?
I don't know. Well, it's as if the only two options are bring your child to eat or put it on your list of enemies. Betrayal list.
The very first comment says, why he doing that?
Is it my comments? Well, I found it beautiful and I loved it. Mother of the year.
I love this.
Actually, no. I actually have a real contender for mother of the year.
Someone said she's doing this, but they freak out over cucumbers.
I didn't know they freaked out over cucumbers. That's brand new information.
What?
To me. What do you mean?
Search cat cucumbers.
Again, I'm afraid, but
people put cats with a cucumber next to the. They put a cucumber next to the cat while it's eating. And it freaks the fuck out.
Because they think it's a snake or something, I don't know, something bad.
Apparently not. Mama loves the snake.
Well, so do you love the snake or do you not love the snake?
Mama loves the snake.
You know who's up for Mother of the Year?
Whoomst.
Well, if I were to say Anne Marie, would you even know...
She's a singer. She had one big song that I liked. Wait, did she have that?
She had that song that was like referencing all the different songs from the 90s or the 2000s or something?
Yeah. 2002.
I liked that song. That was a good
song. She had Rockabye featuring Sean DePaul.
Rockabye. That song?
No. No.
Well,
that's Sean Mullins.
Anne Marie has given birth.
What?
Mother of the year.
You're bringing Anne Marie news what to this pod?
Well,
is this sponsored?
You didn't hear the news? I would say this is big news. Okay, well, she has named her baby boy. The name is Forever Sugar.
Okay.
Inspired by her grandmother and the, how do you say this? Gestational mm-hmm. diabetes. Am I saying that right? Gestational.
Yes.
Inspired by her grandmother and the diabetes she had while pregnant with them. Okay.
Sugar, forever sugar.
Forever sugar.
Wait. First name Forever, middle name Sugar, last name Anne Marie.
I don't think... Is Marie? Anne Marie, full name. Wow, I just saw the picture of Anne Marie, and that's crazy. I didn't know her to be real. Anne Marie Rose Nicholson. Okay. It kind of... So,
Forever Sugar Nicholson.
Forever Sugar Nicholson. I don't love it.
I saw a TikTok of a baby named Suede, and there was a whole room full of people, and they were all, oh, I couldn't have pronounced that.
Oh. Damn.
Which I get it. Suede is you either know or you don't know.
And a lot of people don't. Suede.
People be all Sudi.
Schwade. Sade. Well, if you don't know how to pronounce Sade, you would look at that and
right.
think a lot of things.
Sudi.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
Well, shout out Forever Sugar. We love you here at the podcast. Good luck with everything. And always remember, stay strong. Be you.
I love that. I love that for you. Hey, did you want to talk about Trump not getting into heaven?
Sure. Well, we don't have it confirmed, but like if somebody says, I don't think I'm getting into heaven, and they know more about their own lore than anybody else on earth, I think it's safe to assume they're not getting into heaven. You know, they have the behind the scenes curtain of what the bouncer's going to be checking.
But baby, he wants the Nobel Peace Prize.
Well, a lot of people win the Nobel Peace Prize and are still going to hell. Let's just say that much.
All right, dang.
Some real war criminals have won the Nobel Peace Prize, but okay. Nobel Peace Prize does not get you VIP access.
It's not guaranteed into heaven.
It may be cut the line, but you're still getting checked at the door.
Yeah, you still have to speak at the gate.
Yes, yes. You have to show ID. They do not have real ID. Do you have real ID? Do you have the eyeball thing?
I've had real ID. I love how they're all, it's all big capitalism. They're like, oh, now you need a real ID. Bitch, you gave me the first ID. I paid for one.
Okay. Okay.
Now I got to pay for a new one.
Okay. Back to Trump going to hell. Is there anything else you wanted to say about that?
He's also mad about his Time cover.
Oh, well, in his defense, which I don't need to do, but does anybody want to get shot
Does anyone want to be photographed from below the neck?
Shot from below with a bad angle right into the neck? I've heard this story before.
And
they're not letting people into America if you talk shit or make jokes about Charlie Kirk. So do not do that.
Do not do that.
And I never would. Speaking of shot from below into the neck. Yeah. Well, they're denying visas left and or right.
Oh, got it.
I did see that Jane Goodall. You know who Jane Goodall is?
Yes.
She said she's
big with the apes.
Oh, she's dead. I forgot to tell you.
I was like, she's passed. She's
dead. But her dying wish, apparently, would be to send Donald Trump and Elon Musk and Netanyahu into outer space.
Could happen to you.
I like that. I like her doing a interview drop post death and naming all of her, she unveiled her betrayal list post death.
Did you see the interview they did with the AI school shooting victim?
I'm sorry. No, what? I hate it here. I hate it here. I do gotta say, yeah. I do hate it here. I do gotta say. I do gotta say.
Yeah, it was a couple months ago. CNN published an interview with an AI-generated avatar of a victim from the 2018 school shooting.
Tilly Norwood?
It was given that. And then they conducted an interview with the AI of the deceased person.
Okay, I actually hate it. Thank you. No. Did you see Dan and Phil?
Fan confirmed. I texted you fan confirmed and no response.
Well, what am I supposed to say? Do you want me to give it a thumbs up or, yeah. or an exclamation mark?
Baby's gonna acknowledge mother.
Well, no, yes. Congratulations to all of those out there who that's important to.
The fandom.
The fandom. Yeah, you're right, actually, on that. You're right.
Did you stream Life of a Showgirl?
No. Did you?
You know I did.
I didn't catch it. Was it good? Did you like it?
It's 12 songs. I like 5, I think.
That's a lot of songs from a 12 song album.
3, 4, 5.
Okay.
I don't like the one about Travis Kelce's dick. Have you heard it?
I have heard about it.
Let me send you the remix. There's a remix of a girl on TikTok singing, I don't want to know about Travis Kelce's cock.
I've seen that.
Don't want to know about his cock.
Yes, and I liked that.
That is a better song than the one about his dick.
Is it true that she got all 10 of the top 10 in the Hot 100?
She got all 12 tracks were the top 12 of the Hot 100.
Wow.
And what pissed me off was the two songs I like most were 11th and 12th.
Mm.
Taste. Look it up.
Okay. And I did see that she got 4 million sales. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's. I think they said Adele still has the like actual physical sales record, but nowadays they do the like streaming conversion something.
How do you feel about 34 different versions of an album?
Baby, I've been complaining about it for her for years. That's why people tell me I'm not a fan of hers. And I'm like, first of all, we're allowed to critique billionaires. But I mean, I guess it's your money. If you want to buy 12 vinyls at Target to build a clock.
Did you get the
you
get the Life of a Showgirl Sweat and Vanilla Perfume Edition Limited Release Deluxe?
No.
Or did you get the Life of a Showgirl Alone in My Tower acoustic version CD?
I don't consume media like that.
Or did you get the Life of a Showgirl plus Spotify fan first crew neck?
I don't consume. And I'm having trouble because I was like going through my cupboards and I found like 12 CDs. That are pretty good CDs, mind you. And I'm like, and I complain all the time about people who put trash and garbage in the free little libraries in my neighborhood. And I'm like, could I put these 12 CDs in there?
I think that's actually a great idea. Yes.
I think there's two copies of Witness.
Witness. It doesn't ring a bell.
But I think they're unopened. I must have gotten them for free.
Well, I think you could. You could join a free everything Facebook group, or you could just put them on the curb on the corner.
Well, you know it's rainy season. I just said that.
Does a CD get impacted?
The ants.
You're right.
All right. Well, is there anything else you wanted to speak on this lovely day?
Not really.
I heard your list was a little lean this morning.
Well, I do have Fear Factor is coming back. Are we going back for All Stars?
I'll audition if you audition.
Okay, it's hosted by Johnny Knoxville. Will that be better or worse?
I think he'll be a better host, but I think it'll probably be on par.
Wow, you really want to come up on here and drag Luda?
Ludacris, we've said this many times, Ludacris announced to us that he was hungover the entire time shooting our episode.
Well, Johnny Knoxville's sober, so.
There,
and there you have it.
And that's why he's booking work.
Okay. Well, Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me making a betrayal list. Ooh. And you're on it.
Am I above or below the ants?
Well, it's alphabetical. And no particular
order. So I'm below. Okay, got it. All right. And you can find me on Corey's betrayal list, looking up at the ants.
Yes, and.
Yes, and. Yes, and.
Bye.